about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an anonymous. There's only a couple letters for first name, last name, but they write, Doctor, my 15-year-old son, I believe, is gay. He hasn't approached me with this, but I feel he is struggling with coming out. His father is a devout Catholic. I am too, but I am open to my son's choices. How do I approach this? How do we approach this with his father? I wish you could be talking to me. I wish I could talk to you and... because I want to find out a lot more of what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, of course, is our number. You know, there's a couple different subjects brought up in this, okay? If you think your child is struggling with something that, I mean, if your child, let's say, came out to you and said, I'm gay, how do we talk, Dad? That's one subject. But if your child hasn't come out to you yet, at what age do you ask them to? I mean, this is difficult. This is difficult for a lot of us parents. When do you kind of put that child on the spot to have him come forward with something that you think they're hiding? What if the child doesn't know themselves? So how I would approach this, if this was in my family, okay, and not that I'm saying our family is the most functional. I would probably say we have a lot of dysfunctionality like everybody else does. But probably what I would do is start opening that sort of dialogue and that communication. It doesn't have to so much be hitting that subject first, but make sure he knows you're somebody easy to talk to, all right? Because he may think that coming from a family with devout religious beliefs, he's not going to be able to talk to you, okay? And, I mean, maybe you could approach a subject, and it's really, really tough to do this because, you know, I think smart parenting is showing that you and Dad are a team. Okay, it's not very good to have one child pit one parent against another or you keeping secrets from one of the other parents. However, many of us moms notice that sometimes you can get information out, just like some kids will confide in Dad as long as they say don't tell Mom. And sometimes it could be a very useful communicative tool, all right, letting them feel that they could talk to you and it not get to somebody else. Okay? You know, my kids have tested me with that. They go, will you tell Dad? And I go, I tell Dad everything. I mean, Dad is my best friend. I love your father. He's, you know, and I go into all that stuff. Well, I lose them. They walk out of the room. So I learned very easily that if they said, I got something to tell you, but you can't tell Dad. And I learned that if I said, well, hell to the no, that's not gonna happen. Don't tell me. I'm not gonna get anywhere. So I go, you want me to keep a secret from Dad? There better be a good reason for this, okay? You know, tell me. What do you have? I need you to promise me you won't tell Dad. Okay, what? All right, I ate his piece of pie. Right? You know, something like that. And I'm like, ooh, well, you know what? You trust me, right? So I promise I won't tell Dad. And they just sparkle thinking that they have a parent on their side with something like that. And these are little things with kids, okay? But the thing is, you know, now you got a child who, you know, has something this significant, this life-changing, all right? You need to be able to be there for them. You need to be able to talk to him and be able to lead him in appropriate paths, I mean, to protect himself health-wise, etc. You know, your daughter coming to you going, don't tell Dad, but I'm having sex. You need that daughter to tell you. And so the idea of making sure you and Dad are a unified force is still so important, but there may be some caveats. If you don't think the child is going to communicate with you, you may have to be open to a secret or two. Okay? All right? And then you have to figure out if you're going to tell Dad or not tell Dad. All right? But please get that kid to talk to you first. Okay? Right? You know, you're not sinning if you later decide or convince a child to bring this up to the second parent, but get that child to communicate with you. That's first and foremost, because if a child is having heterosexual sex or homosexual sex, you need to make sure you're dealing with the subjects of abuse, STDs, birth control, what have you, depending on the type of sex they're having. So that's extremely important. You also need to know who they're having the sex with. Okay? Is it a 28-year-old? I mean, what is going on? So get him to open up to you, okay? And tell him what he needs to hear without, lying, overtly lying. You know, tell them, I am going to be in a tough position by doing this, but it's so important that you and I have this bond. We're best friends. You need to be able to tell me anything, and I want you feeling secure about that. And then the kid talks to you, okay? From there, now you may say, look, we may need to involve a third party, and we may need to involve the doctor, because you may not know how to handle this alone. You know, like my husband and my family, I mean, I think I have all the ideas, but I don't. And it blows my mind how my husband has so many solutions to things. Okay, a lot of women don't appreciate or realize that. I do. I learned my lesson early that, you know, my husband is a wealth of information. And, him having a voice, you know, doesn't mean I'm, you know, giving up the pedestal, right, or the microphone. Okay, he'll hand the microphone back to me if I need to do the yelling in the house. So it's okay. But if you feel like I'm not going to be able to handle this, then you need to get a third party and usually get the doctor involved. Okay, and then the doctor could decide and help you kind of formulate this on where to go. Okay, the child, now, where would a child have to go if they're having, first of all, any child is 15 years old having sex, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, that kid needs a good talking to. That kid needs some education. Okay, number two, you also want to make sure that they don't become an emotional wreck when the relationship falls. If you not are equipped to handle that, get a doctor or a therapist who can. Number three is how to incorporate his orientation and his decisions into your family and family's beliefs. You may then need to incorporate a fourth person and maybe your family's pastor or priest or rabbi. How do we approach this? Okay, because I don't want dad to excommunicate me. I don't want grandma and grandpa not allowing me to come over, etc. Okay, I mean, these are things that are extremely important. You can't let your teenager think that they're going to be shunned from the family depending on certain beliefs, etc. So as you could see, just because you're deciding to have a secret dialogue with the child doesn't mean you can't recruit other people to help you. Okay? And take it as it comes. Please write me back and let me know how this is going. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Please do. It's easy. You get to update your, shall we say, your medical knowledge. Honestly, with the amount of information we give you guys and we teach you guys, as far as I'm concerned, you can practice medicine better than, you know, these technicians Obamacare eventually wants to train with only 125 hours of training. So I think we'll be able to get you guys up to speed. Remember, many of you guys are going to probably have to be performing your own sort of medical care. So it's my job to teach you and train you. All right, got a lot to talk about today. First and foremost, again, big thank you this week to our veterans for all you've done and the sacrifices you've made. We don't do enough for our veterans and for their families. And Veterans Day, Veterans Week should be, I don't know, all year long as far as I'm concerned. So a big, hearty thank you. We're going to talk about some very interesting medical breakthroughs we've talked about throughout the year. Kind of sounds like Star Trek cool, Star Trek type stuff, but it's cool nonetheless. Then apparently we have people who think there's going to be a market for healthy Christmas cakes and Christmas dinners. I usually give you guys Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Halloween off of your diets because I need you to enjoy yourselves. Okay, and I don't want you to turn off my show, but you got to hear this. Apparently, there's a Christmas dinner cake that's made out of Brussels sprouts, parsnips, and chestnuts. Apparently, Alison Whitmarsh out of the UK is trying to make a Christmas cake so that people get their greens. All right? Cranberries, carrots, chestnuts, Brussels sprouts, parsnips, and she thinks this is going to probably put her in the lead of healthy baking. It's called the Christmas Dinner Cake, and apparently it was on BBC's Dragon's Den program about a year ago. I'm looking at this cake, and it's kind of green. It's a greenish brown, like the color of poop. You know, the one thing I notice is when people try their hardest to make things healthy, and then they throw sugar and fat or anything else to try to make it work, you might as well just eat the gosh darn cake. Other cake creations from her kitchen include a beetroot and chocolate dandelion and burdock, a chocolate chili and fudge. Now, mind you, I read the cookbook that Jerry Seinfeld's wife did where you sneak vegetables into the brownies. I think that's brilliant, okay? I think that's brilliant. If you could sneak some vegetables into your kids' goodies, way to go. Now, of course, some research heads would say, look, what we really need to do is, you know, teach the kids good habit. They don't get the dessert unless they eat the broccoli, which is something that I had, you know, learned in my family. You know, I'd be like, oh, I'm too full. And my mom would say, if you're too full for your dinner, then you're too full for desserts. And I had a very tough time arguing that. You know, my mom was a paralegal in law offices, so she knew a lot of law. And I could never argue with her. I could never out-argue my mom. I still can't. You know, the only way I wouldn't argue with my mom is I threatened to put her in a home. Then the conversation stops. But other than that, I really can't. I really have no power over her arguing capabilities. And so she'd say, I'm like, Mom, I can't. You know, she's like, eat your vegetables. I go, Mom, I'm too full. Well, if you're too full to eat your vegetables, then you're probably too full for dessert. And they'd be like, huh. And I mean, that would get me all the time. And I hate it. I hate it when she got my goat. All right. Well, when it comes to your children, teaching them that they can't just go to dessert and they got to eat their vegetables first is probably the best way to go. But I have two children, one who has no problem making their main entree vegetables. The other will eat maybe one vegetable a leap year if he had to. So I don't think it's a bad idea. But sometimes we don't even eat our vegetables right. Apparently, according to some health news today, they say the best way to cook broccoli is you need to steam and not so much to, when we cook our vegetables, we lose our vitamins, right? And so we've always known the less you do to the vitamins, the better, okay? So obviously those raw vegetable trays where you take the broccoli and you dip it in ranch and then you suck off all the ranch and then you re-dip the broccoli into the ranch, so you basically eat a whole thing of ranch with one piece of broccoli. Okay, apparently that appears to be the healthier way to go, not the ranch, but eating the raw broccoli. But they say steaming can actually protect the steaming can actually preserve the cancer-fighting potential of these phytochemicals. Now, we know that broccoli and other vegetables, we call them cruciferous vegetables when they look like trees, are a good source of sulforaphane. Now, we talked about this. It's a phytochemical that has strong anti-cancer properties. Now, the enzyme myrosinase in broccoli is needed for the sulforaphane to form. If this myrosinase is destroyed, you don't make the sulforaphane. Are you guys getting all this right? Okay. So, researchers looked at boiled broccoli, they looked at microwave, they looked at steamed broccoli, and they found that steaming broccoli for up to 5 minutes was the best way to retain its myrosinase. When you boiled or microwaved the broccoli for 1 minute or less, it destroyed the enzyme. Now, this is really, really important, because many of us don't cook our vegetables right, okay? You know, we think we have to cook them till they're soggy. We have to cook them. I mean, I would just say the crispier, the better. They also found that if you eat well-cooked broccoli, you can still get sulforaphane by adding raw foods containing the myrosinase to your meal. So if you have some extra myrosinase being mixed in with your broccoli, you may be good. Now, usually all I mix in with my broccoli is cheese. They said when some of them ate a second food with myrosinase, right, the blood and urine levels of the sulforaphane were significantly higher. Now, for those of you upset that you missed this conference, it was presented last Thursday at the annual meeting of the American Institute for Cancer Research in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, what other foods have the myrosinase? Mustard, radish, this is according to News.Health, arugula, wasabi, other uncooked cruciferous vegetables such as coleslaw have myrosinase, and that can then restore the formation of your sulforaphane. Now, other researchers found that crushing or chopping garlic, then waiting 10 to 15 minutes before exposing it to heat, allows the inactive compounds to convert to the active protective phytochemical known as allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N, as opposed to allicin. They say cooking tomatoes and other foods that have the lycopene allow our body to more easily absorb the beneficial phytochemical. That's why I think a lot of Italian sauces are very healthy. They say boiling vegetables for a long time mean you lose the water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C, folate, niacin. These leach into the water. Now, one of the reasons why we always talk about chicken soup is because there's some controversy over if the vegetables are cooked in chicken soup, if you drink the broth, are you still going to get the vitamins? Now, my answer to that is yes and no. Some of these vitamins you're going to still get, okay, even after the cooking. But like this study, where the heat denatures the enzyme, no, you won't. But if you do have some sort of a vegetable soup, etc., drinking the broth is a smart way to go. I don't think it could hurt, okay? But, yeah, there's an art to this whole thing. I know. Now, I know some of you are like, really? Okay, I mean, this had to do with broccoli. Don't we have anything better to talk about? No, we don't. About broccoli, okay? We don't really need to talk about how to healthify chocolate. Now, they say middle-class children are more likely to gorge on junk food at school, whereas poorer children will actually choose the vegetables. They say 90% of poor children pick the healthy option, and they think maybe they're picking what's not available to them that they have at home. That's very, very interesting. This was a study looking at children. They say 9 in 10 of those receiving free school meals prefer nutritious, freshly prepared food like roast beef or vegetarian curry with sides of peas and mixed vegetables because they were unlikely to get that kind of stuff at home. They looked at 2,600 children at secondary schools, and they found an important link between what they eat versus their income level. You know, I think we may really underestimate these kids and their ability to choose. I mean, get that. I get that. I mean, you know, sweets, chocolate, etc. But if a kid is really sick of the Fritos and the Ding Dongs or whatever at home, I can't imagine anybody getting sick, you know, of those. But still, then you're right. If there's something kind of green and crispy, they may opt for it. I just hope it's good first time out. Otherwise, they won't go back to it again. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years.
freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com. Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocuDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently for the eighth consecutive year, the Cleveland Clinic has selected 10 technologies and discoveries that appear to be making these breakthrough, this impact that is almost Star Trek cool. And we've talked about some of these breakthroughs, like the bionic eye, some of these cancer, genetic fingerprints, and this caught my eye in the Fox News health section. So we're just going to quickly review some of the 10 medical breakthroughs that sound like science fiction. This is pretty cool. Number one was the bionic eye. The Argus 2 takes a video signal from a camera that's built into sunglasses, wirelessly transmits the image to implants in the retinas of people who lost their vision. Apparently this has been around in Europe since 2011, but the U.S. FDA has only approved this year. Now, they say the system isn't perfect. It lets a blind person regain some basic functions, like walking on a sidewalk without stepping off a curb. They're able to tell black from white socks. But you could only read one giant-sized word at a time on Kindle. And the retina itself could heal over the implant, and then I guess it either needs to be replaced, etc. The Argus 2 right now is currently only approved for people who have lost their sight from retinal pigmentosis. This occurs in 1 in 4,000 Americans. But we're hoping that we have something that we could use for the more common cause of blindness, macular degeneration. The macular degeneration. Apparently 1.75 million people currently have that. So the bionic eye, we still have a long way to go, but so far for a blind person to be able to see, all right, I mean, even that much, that's pretty damn cool. Next, they have the cancer gene fingerprint. We know not all cancers are equal, right? Okay? And we know that even prostate cancer could come into various types of, shall we say, flavors, as they say. They say by analyzing the mutated genome of the tumor, doctors can now pinpoint whether a cancer is sensitive to certain chemotherapy or one that doesn't respond to treatments. So knowing the subtype and knowing what actual kind of tumor you have is a huge advancement. And then they know, should you go into this clinical trial? Should you go for the mainstream treatment, etc.? They also have something called a seizure stopper. It's called the NeuroPace. It's kind of like a defibrillator for your brain. The system includes sensors implanted in the brain that could spot the first tremors of an oncoming seizure. Then it sends electrical impulses that counteract the brain's signals, stopping the seizure in its tracks, like the brain's, because seizures are these abnormal misfirings of the neurons. And even more impression, doctors can fine-tune it, okay? Apparently, they found that seizure episodes reduced by an average of 40%. By 2 years later, 53%. So it's cool, not 100% yet, but it's cool. Then the hepatitis cure, okay? Apparently, we are finding that more and more people, okay, with this latest drug, sofosbuvir, apparently has a 95% efficacy. This is pretty damn cool. The medication only has to be given for 12 weeks, as opposed to some of these other treatments that could go on for a year. So pretty cool stuff. Next thing they have out there, which we haven't talked about on our show, is the anesthesiologist's iPad. Apparently, there's these perioperative information management systems that include software on touchscreen computers that could warn doctors if things are going south, keep track of workflow, document every step of the procedure. Now, the reason why this is so important is when you have a surgery that lasts 16-some hours, sometimes it's not the same anesthesiologist. Some anesthesiologists have to go off shift. Now, even though our paper documentation has been good with everything going on with blood pressure, etc., we're finding these iPads may be a little bit more current, easier to work with, so they can hand off the iPad, as long as the battery doesn't go out, to the next doctor. Pretty cool stuff. This one we've talked about many times on the show, the fecal transplant. This is phenomenal. The fecal transplant has cured many people from C. diff infections. Why? Because a lot of antibiotics cleared out their normal flora. This bacteria takes over. The body doesn't have a chance to incorporate more flora. The other bacteria keep other flora from growing. So what do? You implant your husband's or your wife's or your neighbor's poo-poo inside your colon, and it works. And I really don't see it being as that expensive. You could have a bacteria no feces oral pill, which we talked about, or you could have a poo enema or a colonoscopy that goes up and implants the bacteria. Then they have something called a heart-saving hormone. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. About 1 in 4 people are hospitalized for heart failure, and they don't last much longer than a year. But a new drug called Serelaxin has upped the odds of survival as much as 37%. It's a synthetic version of the hormone relaxin, which as pregnant women had, I'm not pregnant anymore, which would help relax certain ligaments and allow our pelvis to shape to be able to, fit the baby in our pelvis. But it would also help the heart. It opens up blood vessels to supply organs oxygen, etc. Has anti-inflammatory properties. So using this form of relaxin called Serelaxin could actually protect the heart. Really damn cool. Then they have something called the robot doctor, okay? And there's, it's called the Sedasis. Sedasis, a computer with an attachment on the IV that meters out the correct amount of sedative and monitor vitals. It even includes an earpiece to wake patients up if necessary, so it allows doctors to administer light to moderate sedation on their own with a single anesthesiologist supervising multiple patients. According to Dr. Roizen, he says if Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, had something like this, Michael Jackson could possibly still be alive today. Okay. Apparently, anesthesiologists are pretty expensive, so if you could have a robot filling in for some of them, not sure if the anesthesiologist like this, but it's a breakthrough. All right. Then, the better heart attack risk test. Okay. Apparently, people with high levels of trimethylamine N oxide appear to be have 2.5 times the risk of heart attacks compared to those that don't. This is a compound produced by intestine bacteria. Okay? And once in your bloodstream, it accelerates the process of cholesterol forming into plaques in your arteries, etc., which is why people freak out about red meat, because red meat and some of these foods could incite this trimethylamine N oxide. All right? But they think that there may be other things that you could do to help avoid this buildup. All right, so I guess there's that. And then they have the precision-guided cancer treatment. All right, they say the difficult goal in any cancer treatment is to kill the tumor while leaving healthy cells alone. Recently, a better understanding of what makes cancer cells tick is allowing scientists to make a class that could pinpoint a weakness in the cancer. All right, rather than just, you know, machine gunning the whole area. In lymphomas and leukemias, scientists have determined that the growth is controlled by a protein called Bruton's tyrosine kinase. So doctors figured this out, developed a drug called ibrutinib that blocks this Bruton's tyrosine kinase. So doing this fine-tuning and attacking cancer where they go bad. Now, remember we talked about an amazing breakthrough earlier this year where healthy cells could cause the trigger of a cancer cell to go rogue, or healthy cells not doing what they're supposed to. So sometimes you could just boost your healthy cells. And again, that, you know, because remember, a lot of chemotherapy, you hurt healthy cells in the process. So if we could redesign a chemotherapy that doesn't, that could be pretty damn cool. So anyway, this is a list found in Fox Health section of some medical breakthroughs. As we come up on the end of the year, we're going to find a lot of reviews over some of the things that just made medicine roar this year. And it's pretty exciting. Okay, when we come back, we got a boy with a giant tumor that they believe can be cured with Viagra. What's that about? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a 10-year-old boy named Jose Serrano from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And apparently he has a life-threatening growth, a lymphangioma. And what this does is it's growing on his neck. And it's putting pressure on his windpipe. It almost looks like the size of an adult head. And it just keeps growing. And apparently the doctors are trying Viagra. The growth is rough, scaly, forms painful cysts. It extends across Jose's shoulder and restricts his movement. He can't swim because the water causes him pain. He can't play football. He can't ride his bike. I mean, this is huge. They say some of the cysts are invading his lungs and approaching his windpipe. And they think it could possibly start to now go up his face and then affect his eyes. But apparently, the treatment and the cost of the surgery, it's looking at about $200,000. Then, if it doesn't get removed, you have to also have the medication and some of that sort of therapy to try to keep it in check. So I guess Jose's case was brought to the attention of medical experts after it was spotted by missionaries at the First Baptist Church of Rio Rancho near Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I guess they helped them connect with the University of New Mexico's Children's Hospital. Now, apparently what they're going to try to do is use Viagra. This is incredible. Now, Viagra has been shown to work with some of these tumors on children. Apparently this is on one of the TLC episodes, Body Bizarre. I gotta be honest, I'm not sure how this works, okay? And they're not going into a lot of detail. But for Viagra to be one of the medicines they're using, it blows my mind. I wish I understood how the mechanism, because we talk about the phosphodiesterase and keeping the nitric oxide and keeping the blood flow in the penis. Basically, how Viagra works is your body after erection, is the blood supposed to go back, and then you're supposed to go from an erect to a flaccid state. And how this medicine works is it prevents the chemical process that causes the blood to return, so it stays in the erection, allowing you to have the erection. You see what I mean? Okay, which is why we always worry about priapism and you having an engorgement longer than 4 hours, because then we need some feedback. We need, apparently, then we're having too much of a lack of the feedback to get the blood flow to go back, etc. So, I mean, we'll keep you guys posted with that, but I find that fascinating. It blows my mind. Not sure how that would help with these tumors, but apparently it does. All right, teens and depression. An article has come out today saying that kids who suffer from depression, we should probably really encourage exercise. Now, I know a lot of us say, well, they get exercise at school, and we see what happens in high school, right? The coach says run track. What do the girls do in the back? They sit there and walk in the back, and they talk, and they use that as a time to talk. You have a couple people run. I was a dork that ran, right, because I used to run. That was my workout, so I thought it was cool, and I kept that up for exercise, and I loved it. Most PE stops freshman, sophomore year. Well, they're encouraging that kids continue to exercise. And apparently in this one study, there were 3 times a week workouts for 12 weeks. The teens were encouraged to exercise 30 minutes a day on the other days. According to researchers, the workouts were linked to significant boosts in mood, with depression severity cut by 63%. 83% of the teens who completed the exercise program were no longer as depressed by the end of the study. Now, we know that exercise helps. Okay, we know that exercise releases endorphins. Okay, people that are couch potatoes, sitting home, no, it doesn't seem to work. We also know that getting outdoors and sunlight helps also. Unfortunately, we're very, very worried about melanoma, so we don't make those recommendations. But I really think we're underestimating the use of exercise. And rather than just putting adolescents on antidepressants, we need to get them to exercise, you know? All right, so I'm not going to go into too much more detail on the study, but it's just another study kind of reinforcing what we all know. Now, what about exercise when you're pregnant? Accordingly to this study, this had come out from neuroscientists in Canada, finding that if you exercise when you're pregnant, you'll have a brighter baby. They say 3 20-minute sessions a week help boost brain development in the womb. All right? Now, many of you have asked, well, how much exercise, you know, can you have when you're pregnant? Now, when I delivered babies back in the late 90s, we told our patients, look, if this was an exercise regimen you had before you were pregnant, you could continue that exercise regimen after you're pregnant or while you're pregnant. So, for example, if you were a runner before you got pregnant, you could still run. being pregnant. But what we didn't want is a couch potato going from 0 to 90. All of a sudden, now that you're worried about gaining weight when you're pregnant, now you're going to start running marathons. No, the body may not handle that. And then, of course, once you start having pain, once you start having cramping, bleeding, we stop you. So even me, when I was pregnant, okay, in the year 1999 and then the year 2001, I still had to stop my activity because once I started to feel something go wrong, I had to stop it. So, you know, for the most part, exercise is safe, but we want to make sure the kid is getting oxygen, make sure the baby's being watched, etc. So researchers found that being exposed to physical activity while being in the womb boosted brain development, and all it took was 3 20-minute sessions. And they thought that these brain developments, this boost in brain power, would be with the baby for life. They had 10 pregnant women to exercise enough to leave them slightly short of breath at least 3 times a week. They clocked up an average of almost 2 hours of exercise a week. Some walked briskly, others ran. Some cycled, some went swimming. A second group of mothers-to-be did not take part in exercise, and so were only moderately active for around 10 minutes a week. When the babies were born, the researchers measured their brain activity, according to Mail Online, using a cap covered in more than 100 electrodes, cushioned in sponges. The babies look really cute. They don't like to cry. They look okay. As each baby slept on its mother's lap, it was played a bleeping noise repeatedly. Occasionally, the bleeps were interrupted by a second sound. Brain activity picked up painlessly by the cap showed that the babies whose mothers had exercised found it easier to tell the two sounds apart. They say this is seen as a sign of maturity and suggests their brains had developed more rapidly. So they say our research indicates that exercise during pregnancy enhances the newborn's brain development. All right. Some of you are like, what? I don't get that. But, I mean, I got to admit, I exercise with both my kids, and damn, they're bright. I mean, I'm pretty happy with that. I'm pretty excited with that. So, again, you don't want to overdo it, but obviously being active and not overly active could be beneficial on a variety of counts. Now, another very interesting baby study came out saying apparently people really aren't singing lullabies, but instead they're singing pop songs from Rihanna, Adele, and they're using these songs to put babies to sleep. Some of you guys use the Dr. Dahlia show. Now, I never sang lullaby and goodnight. I never did that. Now, what I did do is I came up with my own songs, and I would sing a song about how they're being a pain in the butt, and it's 2 in the morning, I can't sleep. So I would make up my own songs. And sometimes what I would do is I would use it to very modern tunes. And I would just sing whatever the hell I wanted to. I'd sing The Platters. I'd sing a lot of 50s songs. I'd sing some Mariah Carey. I'd sing some bluesy thing. Now, mind you, if I hit the song, you know, if I hit the note off key, the baby would wake up. So mind you, I only pick songs where I could really, shall we say, stick to the key. Okay? Because again, you know, my babies could understand when I really hit a flat. But that's kind of interesting. Okay? They say people aren't really doing the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star anymore. Okay? Now what they're doing is they're using, you know, even show tunes, right? Child in Charge, you know, that kind of thing. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down. In a little white church.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers.
BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.